This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the active sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and unlike certain NFL game officials, we can see what's coming up. Over the first two weekends in April, the Mobile Sports Authority presents the USA Volleyball Gulf Coast Region Championships held at both the Mobile Civic and Convention Centers. With over 100 teams competing, regional qualifiers can advance to the Junior National Championships. For more info, visit gulfcoastvolleyball.org. Go all out. We do.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A homeless man accused of breaking into a church and stealing items estimated to be worth $2,000. Weston Gill is charged with burglary. A deputy on patrol saw Gill walking along County Road 64 Tuesday. He was carrying a trash bag and bolt cutters that could be seen under his coat. Investigators say Gill had just come from Three Circle Church, where they say he stole a number of things, including a laptop and flat-screen TVs. In Okaloosa County, deputies have made 503 spring break arrests, majority of those for underage drinking. And Escambia County, there have been about 1,200 calls for service on the beaches there. 42 arrests were made, including 6 DUIs, 13 arrests for narcotics, and there were about 9 cases of underage drinking. The Mobile Bay Bears host the Pensacola Blue Wahoos to open the 2019 Southern League season. It's the Bay Bears' final one in the Port City. They're relocating next year to Madison. The Bay Bears will also have a new name, the Rocket City Trash Pandas. For now, they're still the Bay Bears and looking to have their best season yet. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
Come out and enjoy a summer evening of family fun supporting the Mobile Bay Bears and the Alabama Coastal Foundation. Thursday, April 25th at 6:30. Tickets are $10 with a portion of the proceeds going to ACF to support their many coastal marine environment projects. Gather up your family and friends. Enjoy great baseball with a night at the Hank April 25th as the Bay Bears take on the Mississippi Braves. Buy tickets online at joinacf.org.
The Braves rally for another win at home. South Alabama shut out, and the Miami Heat fall out of a spot in the playoffs. It's 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves rallied from two down in the eighth inning to beat the Chicago Cubs 6-4. Dansby Swanson and Ozzie Albies both homered in the third inning to give the Braves a 2-1 lead, but a sixth-inning two-run homer from Chicago's Wilson Contreras and another run in the seventh gave the Cubs a two-run lead. In the bottom of the eighth, Johan Camargo hit a three-run double to take the lead again for the Braves, and Swanson put another run on the board with a sacrifice fly, leading Atlanta to their second home win in a row over the Cubs. Meanwhile, one of Atlanta's own watched the game from a hospital. Hall of Fame manager Bobby Cox accepted visitors in his hospital room yesterday, one day after he suffered an apparent stroke. The 77-year-old threw out the first pitch of Monday night's home opener against the Cubs before he suffered the stroke on Tuesday. Cox's family released a statement yesterday thanking fans for their support, and the Braves also released a statement passing along the organization's thoughts and prayers. Cox ranks fourth all-time with 2,504 wins in 29 years as a manager, including 25 years in two of his stints with the Braves and 4 years with Toronto. The Braves retired Cox's number 6 following his final season in 2010. He entered the Hall of Fame in 2014 with Braves pitchers Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine. In other scores from around the league yesterday, Washington handed Philadelphia its first loss of the season in a high-scoring 9-8 game. Colorado got an extra-inning shutout win over Tampa Bay 1-0. Detroit held the Yankees to one run for the second night in a row in a 2-1 win. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 5-4 in extra innings. The Texas Rangers shut out Houston 4-0, dropping the Astros' record to 2-5 this season. The Mets moved to 5-1 with a 6-4 win over Miami. Jacob deGrom struck out a career-high 14 batters and hit a home run, becoming only the fifth player in the last 50 years with that stat line.
It's last year, and he slugs one of the air to deep right field. Back goes Herrera onto the warning track at the wall. Climbing, it's out of here! Jacob deGrom goes deep on the first pitch he sees from Trevor Richards.
In the late games, Boston beat Oakland 6-3, and the Dodgers got the win over San Francisco 5-3. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars were shut out by number 9-ranked LSU in Baton Rouge last night 2-0, and the softball team suffered the same fate at home against Southern Miss. They also lost 2-0. Both teams begin crucial three-game Sun Belt series against Coastal Carolina tomorrow night. Both teams are at home in Mobile for the weekend, with the baseball team taking on the number 19-ranked Chanticleers at 6:30, and the softball team taking the field at 6 tomorrow. In the NBA last night, Atlanta upset Philadelphia 130-122. Boston beat Miami 112-102, and Orlando topped the Knicks 114-100, with the Magic knocking the Heat out of the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Houston beat the Clippers 135-103, the Nuggets stomped the Spurs 113-85, and Toronto beat Brooklyn 115-105. Scary news for the family of Detroit Lions and former Georgia Bulldogs quarterback Matthew Stafford. Matthew's wife, Kelly Stafford, announced yesterday that she will undergo surgery this month for a brain tumor that was discovered earlier this year. She announced the diagnosis in a post on Instagram, explaining that it began with a bout of vertigo in January. Results from an MRI showed that she has a benign tumor on her brain's cranial nerves. Stafford asked for prayers for herself and for her family. A cool event coming up the next two weekends at the Mobile Civic and Convention Centers, with the Mobile Sports Authority presenting the USA Volleyball Gulf Coast Region Championships. Teams from the Gulf Coast will compete for a bid to the USA Junior Volleyball National Championship, with the 12 to 14-year-old girls competing this Saturday and Sunday, and the 15 to 18-year-olds taking the court next week. Doors open at 7 a.m. and tickets are $5 at the gate. 718 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you invest in hedge funds, take note. The new tax law has done away with some deductions, among them the fees that you pay to hedge fund managers. Those fees are usually mandatory. So that means wealthy investors will have to eat every penny of those expenses, even if the fund investments lose money. Hedge funds already were struggling with poor performance and withdrawals in the last year. The tax change is likely to make them even less attractive. It could also put some more pressure on poor performing hedge funds to lower some of their fees. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
At CDW, we get modern servers need to be flexible.
Flexible, scalable, and predictable. I predicted you'd say that.
Okay, what would I say next?
Probably something about server security.
Impressive and freaky. CDW can implement secure Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Gen 10 servers that improve speed and performance while reducing costs.
See, predictable.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it.
I predict a web address.
CDW.com/HPE.
I'm in your mind, man.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's B-Y-E-R-S. CPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The concert that rocked the Las Vegas Strip for 9 years, the Drifters.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk.
Cornell Gunter's Coasters. And the Platters.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
So, darling, say the last dance for me. together, singing all of their hits, one night only. Three Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legends on the same stage. The Drifters, Cornell Gunter's Coasters, and the Platters in concert.
Live.
So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
One incredible night, Saturday, June 22nd at the Mobile Singer Theater.
On a roof.
Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster and Mobile Singer Box Office.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Commercial vehicle fire there at Schillinger Road in Old Shell. Spring Hill and Mobile Street still working an accident without injuries as you've got a good ride coming up from Fairhope at Daphne. No delay. Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway. Tillman's Corner and Theodore 90 range line. You'll see heavier traffic old past Cagoula and Theodore Dawes Road picking up, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile has a perfect summer special. You get the facility for free. See them at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. Pro Tent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tent fails, call Pro Tent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, Pro Tent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234. 3-4.
All right, 723 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, a story that includes, how do I make the equation? It's bulletproof vests, guns, alcohol, and the state of Arkansas.
Okay.
All right, so that's the tease.
That's not a good mixture.
No, we'll tell you how that all plays out in just a second. Now with more, here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The teenager accused of killing Mobile police officer Sean Tudor appeared in federal court, his guilty plea being accepted for gun crimes. Marco Perez entered a blind plea of guilty to possessing a stolen firearm. Now, both the judge and federal prosecutors accepted that plea. According to court records, the maximum custodial sentence for this charge could be up to 10 years. Meantime, Perez is also charged with a capital murder of Officer Tudor in state court. He will remain in jail until his sentencing on June the 21st for capital charges. If he is convicted, he could face the death penalty. A four-year-old little girl continues to recover in the hospital after her father says she was hit by a car while she was riding her skateboard. Dad Justin Evans posted the information on Facebook. He posted that his four-year-old daughter, Emily, was hit by a driver who did not see her while she was riding her skateboard in the neighborhood Tuesday night at the crossroads at Pine Brook apartment complex. Justin says that little Emily was run over by two tires of that vehicle. Right now, Emily is hospitalized in the pediatric intensive care unit at USA Women's and Children's Hospital. Emily has a damaged liver, injured lungs, and a broken arm. Mobile police have not yet released any details in this ongoing investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Keep us in the loop on that story of that little girl as she recovers from her injury. 725 FM Talk 106.5. So there's a person that wasn't doing anything wrong that was injured. And then, Dalton, there's this story.
Okay. I've got to hear it.
I'm not sure yet. I have not checked with all the family members to know. I don't have family in Arkansas, but it sure sounds like I could be kin with some of these people.
All the family that I had in Arkansas left, right. And I think I know why now.
Okay. So I love the natural state there of Arkansas. It's a beautiful place. Hopefully we'll be back there up on the White River in June. I'm just not going to bring the bulletproof vest. Here it is. Two neighbors in northern Arkansas showed up at the hospital on Sunday with chest pain, not heart attack, and severe bruises. They initially lied about what happened and then came clean. It's one of those kind of stories.
Right.
Okay, it turns out, it sounds like I could be kinfolk with these folks. Turns out one of them recently bought a bulletproof vest.
Okay.
So they decided to test it out by putting it on and shooting each other.
How else would you know if you got a good bulletproof vest?
And yes, if y'all were wondering at this point, alcohol was involved. They had been drinking. 50-year-old Charles Ferris wore the vest first. He had his 36-year-old neighbor, Chris Hicks, shoot him in the chest with a .22 caliber rifle. Luckily, the vest stopped the bullet. Okay. Then he was angry about how much it hurt. And I've heard from people in law enforcement that said exactly that, that, yeah, sure, it saves your life, but
it'll knock
the hematoma and the bruising and all that. So he was mad because it hurt a bunch. So old Charles told Chris, the neighbor, hey, put the vest on.
You try it.
Then he unloaded, the story says here, a clip into his back, let's say a magazine. Hmm. He unloaded a magazine into his back. Of course, I guess that's also from the .22 rifle. I don't know how it was a 10-round magazine. I don't know. It stopped those bullets as well, but of course, now he had 10 times the bruising and hematomas from that.
Now, with a bulletproof vest, I've always heard that once you're hit once in it, it loses a lot of what stops the bullet. Doesn't it make it a little easier?
In that spot, sure.
Okay,
yeah,
just
sure.
In that spot.
Yeah, so they said... So he, to get his vengeance, Charles got Chris stand there, and he shot him 10 times. Best part of the story, though, is the cover story. So now they're both hurt, and they go to the hospital. Charles didn't want to get Chris in trouble, so they claimed when they went to the hospital that they were security and specialized security guys that were paid to protect an asset, like something out of a movie, and that they had gotten into a shootout while guarding it.
That asset.
You know, and normally, hey... Arkansas people that could be my kinfolk, the police will ask questions when something like that comes up to the hospital. Although they didn't even get that chance because Charles's wife blew their cover when she got to the hospital and then told the doctors there exactly what happened.
Oh, don't you know she was raving mad?
She goes in there and said, they weren't defending nobody. They were shooting each other in the front yard. Now they're both facing charges for aggravated assault and up to 6 years in jail.
What?
Now, okay, this is my problem with the story. If they were willingly shooting each other, and are they stupid? Sure, they're stupid. And should nature take its course and maybe their genetics don't get passed down anymore? Quite possibly, I'd agree with that as well. But the fact that they're facing charges, I hope they drop the charges and the 6 years in jail. The guys are just being idiots, and I don't want to celebrate it. I want to make fun of it. But I don't think they go to... I mean, I don't want them going to jail.
I don't know. They charge people for, like, Russian roulette and stuff like that, don't they? I mean, this is just as dumb. Well, not as dumb, but nearly as dumb.
And I'm just, once again, still searching. I got to call home and ask Mom if we have a kin in that part of Arkansas. But you can see their pictures here. I'll post the picture up on the Twitter feed and take a look at these two guys.
Were either of these guys Brett Bielema, the Arkansas head coach, former Arkansas head coach?
It doesn't say. Doesn't say not. Quite possibly. Y'all check it out. Story will be at FM Talk 106.5 on Twitter. And I'd love to hear from you as well over on the Twitter feed. All right, 729. We're coming right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Authorities from Kentucky are expected to arrive in Baldwin County this morning to pick up a teenager at the center of a nationwide Amber Alert. 16-year-old Lauren Sizemore was found yesterday in a neighborhood Walmart in Orange Beach, 570 miles from her home in Dawson Springs, Kentucky. She was with 56-year-old Glenn Harper. He was arrested by U.S. Marshals. He's described as her step-grandfather. Yesterday, her hometown was holding a prayer vigil for Sizemore when they received the news. Covering Northwest Florida, deputies are looking for a man considered armed and dangerous. 50-year-old Darren Lee Smith is charged with aggravated stalking, cyber stalking, and sending a written threat to kill someone. If you see him, call Santa Rosa County Crime Stopper. This morning, we're hearing from the family of the innocent victims of Monday's wrong-way crash in Baldwin County.
When I heard about what actually happened, it's insane.
Carrie Andrews hadn't seen her uncle and cousin in years. It just so happened she visited them in Georgia days before the tragedy. Joseph and Kevin Andrews, a father and son, were on I-10 when three people running from deputies hit them head-on. Kevin died. Joseph is in a coma. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's tax back refund days on selected Browning safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes now until April 15th. Save like never before on Browning closeouts left in stock and receive a 10% rebate from Browning on select models. All Browning safes carry a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire, and when you buy a safe from Mike Ward's, you'll receive the utmost in security and a professional staff to deliver your safe right where you want it. That's at Mike Ward's, exit 5B at I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
House Ways and Means Committee has formally asked the IRS to release 6 years of President Trump's tax returns. The president balking at the request, but that's not his call, says Democratic Congresswoman Linda Sanchez.
He doesn't have any say because the request was not made to the president. The request, per the statute, was made to the IRS commissioner, and we expect the IRS commissioner to comply with the law.
The New York Times is reporting that the full Mueller report is more damaging than the Barr summary. Congressman Adam Schiff expresses his frustration.
And now we're 2 weeks into this. All we have is Bill Barr's word for this. And of course, that comes from someone who was picked for his hostility to the obstruction case, which appears to be what some of the Mueller team is taking issue with.
Tokyo prosecutors arrest Nissan's ex-chairman Carlos Ghosn for a fourth time. Prosecutors say new allegations require reincarceration to prevent Ghosn from destroying evidence. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Ethiopia's Minister of Transport says Ethiopian Airlines pilots followed proper procedures when their Boeing MAX 8 airplane repeatedly nosedived before a March 10th crash that killed 157 people. Dagma Eat Moga said at a news conference today, Boeing needs to review its systems.
It is recommended that the aircraft flight control system related to the flight controllability shall be reviewed by the manufacturer.
The preliminary report cleared the pilots of using incorrect procedures. Tesla deliveries tumbled 31% in its first quarter as the electric car maker struggled with its first shipments of the Model 3 sedan to Europe and China due to longer transit times. Tesla, whose delivery numbers miss analysts' expectations, says it had only delivered half of the quarter's numbers by March 21st. Tesla shares are down more than 8% in pre-market trading. On Wall Street, futures little changed. That's Your Money Now.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, you told us to expect it, and I can tell rain's on the way. Humidity is up out there, some clouds, and how long do we have before the rain starts?
Well, we're going to see some showers develop here this morning, and it looks like some of the heavier rain and thunderstorms will be this afternoon and then on into the evening hours. The leading edge of the rain right now is over New Orleans and is moving into some of the western counties along the Mississippi coast. So we'll see it come in late this morning and this afternoon. And a few of the thunderstorms could become strong, so that's a possibility that we could see a severe thunderstorm or two this afternoon and also tonight, especially in the evening hours. High today should be in the low 70s, and then tonight down into the mid-60s, so not much of a change in temperature. We've got an upper air disturbance that's setting off the thunderstorms right now over Louisiana and southwest Mississippi. That disturbance will be affecting us tonight. And then tomorrow, we've got a weather front that's going to be moving in, a cold front. It'll stall across central portions of Mississippi and Alabama. That's going to help produce periods of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high in the upper 70s. Looks like we get a little bit of a break for Saturday. It'll be partly cloudy, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high around 80 degrees. But then Sunday and Monday, another weather front will be slowly moving across Mississippi and Alabama. We can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms for Sunday, high in the upper 70s, and the same for Monday. Finally, Tuesday, we get some clearing, slight chance of a shower, and high in the upper 70s, and then sunny and upper 70s on Wednesday. So rain in the forecast, and quite a bit of times, certainly for Friday, and then Sunday and Monday. So we're going to make up for the deficit we've got in rainfall for the last month or two.
All right. And you mentioned with those thunderstorms possibly severe, just straight-line winds, or what are you thinking?
Mostly straight-line winds. We don't expect any tornado activity at this time, but we could see a few strong thunderstorms. So that activity, again, will be moving in here late this morning and on through the evening hours, and then tomorrow another round of showers and thunderstorms. A little break on Saturday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. You can even nominate him over at votenappies.com. Mm-hmm. You know, they do the best meteorologist, and most people are focused on TV, but there's nothing. Just put in Dr. Bill Williams.
Yeah, put him on there, and I also think he should be there for best voice.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. That is for sure. Remember, votenappies.com. It is the nomination period. We sure appreciate all those nominations. Remember, with so many shows on, evening shows, Saturday, Sunday, so many live local shows around here, hopefully you get their name in the nomination process. We'd love to see it. All right, 7:38, we'll check traffic next.
Lordy days, would you look at these leaves? Jolene, how long has it been since you've done any yard work?
Not long. 3 or 4 months.
Shame on you. I don't think your little mower is going to cut this mess.
It keeps getting clogged up.
My guys are finished with my yard now. They can help you. Over here, fellas.
I can't pay all these people.
It's my treat. However, I do need 5 gallons of iced tea with Splenda, if it's not too much trouble. This is the same company that did my landscaping last year.
I thought that was a smaller company.
They were a smaller company, until the owner called the Jack Green Insurance Agency. Jack was able to save them so much money on their commercial insurance, they were able to put the extra money back into their company and get more equipment. Jack Green insures everything. Bulldozers, BMWs, churches, chili dog stands, condos, commercial buildings.
Jack Green saves you green. 251-344-5393.
Did I hear a power saw?
They're cutting down sawgrass.
That's not how that works.
It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much.
Call today and ask for Jack.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or go home without a trophy. Join House MPL for a fun round of trivia centering around the hit HBO program. Enter the trivia contest for a chance to win a unique Iron Throne trophy. Or just watch and enter to win the Hodor door prize. Register for the trivia contest by calling 340-1478. The Game of Thrones contest and prizes Saturday, April 13th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Benmain Main Library downtown.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Springhill Avenue and Mobile Street have got an accident without injuries. They're clearing Cody Road South at Greeline and still got that overturned vehicle clearing airport just east of I-65 right before you get to Bel Air Boulevard. Nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Got a little bit of backup at 225 and 31 in Spanish Ford, but nothing out of the ordinary. Bama Flooring is not your one stop shop. Instead, they specialize in flooring products, customer satisfaction, and professional installs. Bama Flooring, big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5. Dalton, can we just jot a note down for our meeting to talk to Charlie?
Yeah, I'm right.
Charlie Boss, head of public service announcements here at FM Talk 106.5. We just get him Hodor.
Yes.
Hodor.
Not Hodor.
You should have seen it was like dogs when you start opening the dog food bag and they get that look on their face. We heard Hodor. You and I both, Game of Thrones fans, went, said, what?
Come on. You can't get Hodor's name wrong.
We need to get him to edit that, so we'll put that in our notes. All right. 740, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, a recovery effort is underway for a missing boater. This as one person has drowned after a boat accident on the Mobile River, not far from the Barry Steam plant in northern Mobile County. A volunteer firefighter tells our news partners at WKRG that one person and a dog have already been rescued around 1 a.m. this morning. The Mount Vernon Volunteer Fire Department and Marine Patrol and the Mobile County Sheriff's Office are all participating in the recovery efforts and will have a flotilla on the water at daybreak. A man is on the run, and he is considered armed and dangerous, and Mobile Police needs your help. 20-year-old Devon Lamar Johnson is accused of getting into a fight with a woman at a Midtown apartment complex, and when the woman refused to give him her car keys, he then started to hit her with a gun. He stole those keys and then stole her car. Mobile Police confirmed the car was eventually returned back to the woman, but not before it was used in a robbery. 20-year-old Devon Lamar Johnson. He's 5 feet, 3 inches tall. He weighs 126 pounds and does have a visible tattoo on his neck. He is wanted for first-degree robbery. If you have information or if you know of his whereabouts, you're encouraged to call Crime Stoppers 251-208-7211. And yes, you can remain anonymous. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should, too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A homeless man accused of breaking into a church and stealing items estimated to be worth $2,000. Weston Gill is charged with burglary. A deputy on patrol saw Gill walking along County Road 64 Tuesday. He was carrying a trash bag and bolt cutters that could be seen under his coat. Investigators say Gill had just come from Three Circle Church, where they say he stole a number of things, including a laptop and flat-screen TVs. And Okaloosa County deputies have made 503 spring break arrests, majority of those for underage drinking. In Escambia County, there have been about 1,200 calls for service on the beaches there. 42 arrests were made, including 6 DUIs, 13 arrests for narcotics, and there were about 9 cases of underage drinking. The Mobile Bay Bears host the Pensacola Blue Wahoos to open the 2019 Southern League season. It's the Bay Bears' final one in the Port City. They're relocating next year to Madison. The Bay Bears will also have a new name, the Rocket City Trash Pandas. For now, they're still the Bay Bears and looking to have their best season yet. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
The Braves rally for another win at home. South Alabama shut out, and the Miami Heat fall out of a spot in the playoffs. It's a quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves rallied from 2 down in the 8th inning to beat the Chicago Cubs 6-4. Dansby Swanson and Ozzie Albies both homered in the 3rd inning to give the Braves a 2-1 lead, but a 6th inning 2-run homer from Chicago's Wilson Contreras and another in the 7th gave the Cubs a 2-run lead. In the bottom of the 8th, Johan Camargo hit a 3-run double for the Braves to again take that lead back, and Swanson put another run on the board with a sacrifice fly, leading Atlanta to their second home win in a row over the Cubs. Meanwhile, one of Atlanta's own watched the game from the hospital. Hall of Fame manager Bobby Cox accepted visitors in his hospital room yesterday, one day after suffering an apparent stroke. The 77-year-old threw out the first pitch of Monday night's home opener against the Cubs before he suffered the stroke on Tuesday.
Cox's family released a statement yesterday thanking fans for their support, and the Braves also released a statement passing along the organization's thoughts and prayers. Cox ranks fourth all-time with 2,504 wins in 29 years as a manager. He spent 25 years of those with the Braves. The Braves retired Cox's number six following his final season back in 2010. He entered the Hall of Fame in 2014 with Braves pitchers Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine. In other scores from around the league yesterday, Washington handed Philadelphia its first loss of the season in a high-scoring 9-8 game. Colorado got an extra-inning shutout win over Tampa Bay 1-0. Detroit held the Yankees to one run for the second night in a row in a 2-1 win. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 5-4 in extra innings. The Texas Rangers shut out Houston 4-0, dropping the Astros' record to 2-5 this season, while the Mets moved to 5-1 with a 6-4 win over Miami. Jacob DeGrom struck out a career-high 14 batters and hit a home run, becoming only the fifth player in the last 50 years with that stat line.
It's last year, and he slugs one of the air to deep right field. Back goes Herrera onto the warning track at the wall. Climbing, it's out of here! Jacob DeGrom goes deep on the first pitch he sees from Trevor Richards.
In the late games, Boston beat Oakland 6-3, and the Dodgers got the win over San Francisco 5-3. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars were shut out by number 9-ranked LSU in Baton Rouge last night 2-0. The softball team suffered the same fate at home against Southern Miss. They also lost 2-0. Both teams begin crucial three-game Sun Belt series against Coastal Carolina starting tomorrow night. Both teams are at home in Mobile for the weekend, with the baseball team taking on the number 19-ranked Chanticleers at 6:30, and the softball team taking the field at 6 tomorrow. In the NBA last night, Atlanta upset Philadelphia 130-122 behind a 33-point, 12-assist night from rookie point guard Trae Young. Boston beat Miami 112-102, and Orlando topped the Knicks 114-100, with the Magic knocking the Heat out of the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Houston beat the Clippers 135-103. The Nuggets stomped the Spurs 113-85, and Toronto beat Brooklyn 115-105. Scary news for the family of Detroit Lions and former Georgia Bulldogs quarterback Matthew Stafford. Matthew's wife, Kelly Stafford, announced yesterday that she will undergo surgery this month for a brain tumor that was discovered earlier this year. She announced the diagnosis in a post on Instagram, explaining that it began with a bout of vertigo in January. Results from an MRI showed that she has a benign tumor on her brain's cranial nerves. Stafford asked for prayers for herself and for her family. A cool event coming up the next two weekends at the Mobile Civic and Convention Centers, with the Mobile Sports Authority presenting the USA Volleyball Gulf Coast Region Championships. Teams from the Gulf Coast will compete for a bid to the USA Junior Volleyball National Championship, with the 12 to 14-year-old girls competing this Saturday and Sunday, and the 15 to 18-year-olds taking the court next week. Doors open at 7 a.m., and tickets are $5 at the gate. 7:49 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday, from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, still got older accidents clearing at Spring Hill and Mobile Street. Cody Road South at Greenlot had an overturned vehicle. Airport just east of I-65, right by Bel Air Boulevard. Looking good across the Bayway and the Causeway. Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. No major backups or delays. Jubilee Roofing, they're a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
751 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 1065 Fisher Report just around the corner. Y'all stay close. Right now, we'll check headlines with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. Scary moments for a teenager in Escambia County, Florida, after they had to be rescued from a sand pit. Wednesday night, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office says rescue crews had to rappel some 75 feet down to rescue the young man. That sand pit is located on Capitol Boulevard in Diamondary Road. The teenager's name nor age has not yet been released, nor have details been released as to how he ended up in that sand pit, but authorities do confirm he's right now being treated at Sacred Heart Hospital. Your money is changing, yet the change will not impact your bottom line. For the first time in 227 years, the U.S. Mint is releasing a limited amount of America the Beautiful quarters with the W Mint Mark into circulation. The W stands for West Point. That's where the coins will be produced. Now, the majority of minted coins in the U.S. carry a D for Denver or a P for Philadelphia. While West Point has produced quarters in the past, they've never carried their own mint mark. So the West Point Mint will strike 10 million quarters that will then be mixed into bulk bags at the Philadelphia and Denver Mints. These coins will then be sent to banks and financial institutions and will likely appear in circulation within the next 4 to 6 weeks and will be available throughout the rest of the year. According to the United States Mint Director, the W coins are part of an effort to encourage more people to become interested in coin collecting. So here's what you can expect. The America the Beautiful quarters will be released this year, and they will honor the Lowell National Historic Park, the American Memorial Park, War in the Pacific National Historic Park, San Antonio Mission National Historical Park, and the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
I'm just saying, my birthday is coming up this summer, and a Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness quarter would be a very cool gift. Just saying. On your list. 753 FM Talk 1065, and you know, it's that time of week. This time of the week that we check in, we find out what's going on. It's the time of the week when I say it's time. Y'all ready? Get excited here?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Okay. It's time for the FM Talk 1065 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear you need if you're heading the woods to chase turkeys this weekend or heading to do some fishing like Captain Bobby. They got the gear you need. They got the advice that helps you with local. You all right? Yeah, local fishing, local hunting. They know what's going on. Check them out just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. They'll even tell you what this guy throws to catch those fish. Captain Bobby, good morning.
Man, I'm excited too. Yeah, man, I'll tell you, it's the fishing's really been good, man. I know the turkey hunters, I hope you guys have been doing a good job on the turkey, but the trout fishing's really been good, man. We you know, the water's cleared up just incredibly well. We caught fish this week, believe it or not, all the way within sight of the interstate. That's how pretty the water was. And
wow.
As you know, gosh, dude, I mean, what, a month ago that water was chocolate milk, you know? So our bay recovers well, dude. I mean, it's the fishing's really been good, and a lot of fish on all of the flat, shallow water stuff. It's classic springtime fishing, where we're, you know, drifting along, letting the wind just blow the boat along, looking for slicks and signs of fish, and you know, locating those fish. Sometimes, you know, very often, not in the same place they were the day before, and setting up on these spawning and pre-spawning schools of fish, and just tremendous amounts of action.
Hey, can you talk to folks? Give us the quick Wikipedia entry on drifting and finding slicks. Talk to people about that.
Yeah, it's, I tell you, you got, if you can learn how to do it, it's a fun way to do it. But if you just look on the water, just looking for a shiny spot on the water, it's kind of like if you put a droplet of menthaden oil or something in the water, the it just creates a shiny spot on the water. And one of the keys you have to understand is the fish aren't on the slick. The fish are going to be upwind or up current from where the slick is, because they're feeding their feeding activity creates the slick, and then of course when that digestive fluid reaches the surface, it starts to drift away. So you kind of have to position your boat and your cast upwind from that slick. That's one of the keys. I get clients all the time, once they see what we're doing or I explain what we're doing, they'll go like, oh, the slick's way over there. So that doesn't matter, I don't care where the slick is, we got to figure out where the fish are in relation to that slick. And that's the key to that whole deal.
Yeah, we're doing like a quarterback is, like a quarterback throws the ball ahead of where the receiver is, so it'll be there. You know, you got to get ahead of where the fish slick is showing.
That's exactly right. And one of the things too is you got to kind of play the wind a little bit more. You don't want to run right into where you think they might be. You got to get upwind from them. Even if it costs you a cast or two to get to them, you don't want to run that boat right in on top of them, because these fish are over very flat surfaces of shell and grass, and they have nothing to hold them in one particular spot. So if you screw it up, you got to start all over again, you know?
That's good advice and a great way to catch fish this time of year. If somebody wants to get a full in-depth breakdown, you're going to be speaking at an event here. People can show up and get some education at.
Yeah, it's the Alabama Coastal Fishermen's Association April meeting, which is tonight at Moe's downtown. They do a monthly meeting, and if you've never been to one of their meetings, it's really a treat. You don't have to be a member. I'd encourage you to join. It's the best deal in town. But you know, it's one of the things you go in there and you're you know, if you have an interest in fishing, particularly inshore saltwater fishing, man, you can really learn a lot there. They don't charge you. Love to have you come out there, and they put on a great show. It's a great group of people, and you know, I'd encourage you to come out. It starts at 7 o'clock tonight. And again, you know, if you want to join, that's great. But you don't have to be a member to come to it.
Hey, also, while we're talking about fishing, let's talk about catching and somebody getting a trip booked with the A-Team. How do they do it?
The ateamfishing.com is our website, and you can just go to the Contact Us tab, and it gives you all the information you need to get in touch with us and get that trip booked.
All right. We'll let you get back after it, and we'll see you out on the water searching for slicks soon.
Okay, old buddy. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Brought to you by the whole gang over at McCoy Outdoor Company. Go ask Chip. Say, hey, what's Bobby using to catch those fish? He'll tell you. He'll get you hooked up. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings on the way next. Y'all stay close.